Welcome everyone to another episode of the Roman Show for the week of March 30th, 2020. We welcome Anna. She is just part or one of the creators of Culo Clean. Culo Clean is a product which you screw into your water bottle and you're able to use it to, well, clean your buttocks. Culo is translated in English, well, just say it's not the most nicest thing to say, but it's a very catchy name and very funny. Either way, Anna will be joining us here on the program. This and a whole lot more coming up next on the Roman Show.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Com.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me you go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo.
Well, welcome everyone. It's another episode. I am actually recording this episode alongside my daughter, who is almost 2 years old. You want to say something? There it is. Okay. Yumi's saying hello to you. So that's Yumi Roman, a future personality of radio or TV. Either way, thanks so much for joining us. I am your host, Rodolfo Roman. You know, this is an opportunity. You know, I was just here at home and I was realizing how important it is. I understand, but let me talk first, okay? Okay. I was actually tuning in to a podcast. It's called Meditative Story. Very good. I suggest you guys check it out. And I have to tell you that, you know, the meditation was so inspiring. It talks about how we're able to look at things in a different perspective because of the circumstances they were living in. And to take a look at the little things. He was talking about a lady that would go outside and practice Tai Chi every morning. Of course, that can't happen anymore because of the circumstances or where you're in. However, you know, little things like that, we just need to take and really appreciate it, what we have, because not too many of us, unfortunately, have work at this time. Not too many of us are healthy. You know, some of us have the virus. Either way, you have to take every little thing that you have and really feel blessed and appreciative, because not all of us have the ability that we have. And heck, if you're listening right now to this program, it's because you're one of the blessed ones. You know, you're one of the ones that has the capability of paying your phone bill on time, have access to listen to it in your car because it connects to Bluetooth. So we have to be thankful for what we have. And that's the only thing that we can do nowadays, considering in the current circumstances that we are in. So again, hopefully everyone is well. Hopefully you guys are taking care of each other. You're staying home here in Florida. The governor has issued a whole statewide shutdown, something that the entire state had been pleading for, and finally it got done. Over here, Miami-Dade County, where I live, had been already been placed for quite some time, but now it's statewide, which, well, we're going to go ahead and discuss a little more, just a little bit about what this means to the state of Florida and other professional sports that take place here, or recorded here for that matter. But just want to get some of the house bills out of the way. Listen, we're in quarantine. We really can't do anything. So take your time to groom yourself. Just groom yourself, okay? Not a lot of us take time to go ahead and mow the lawn down there for us men. Well, I got just the perfect tool for you to use. It's safe, and it makes it look very smooth. I'm talking about Manscaped. Head on over to manscaped.com. Use the promo code TheRomanShow. That's the promo code TheRomanShow. And purchase your Manscaped product right now. Very affordable, easy to use, and safe to use at the same time. Again, this is an opportunity for you to go out there and mow the lawn, guys. Make your lady appreciate what you got out there. Make it smooth like skating on ice. And of course, some of us are unfortunately suffering from anxiety because of this whole coronavirus quarantine, I suggest you use, you've heard me talk about it all the time, Fight Back CBD. CBD, of course, we've known that it's been suggested or recommended that it helps with anxiety and recovery. And Fight Back CBD is that product that will help you do it. So head on over to Fight Back CBD and purchase your bottle and take it away as you are, all of us are here, are in quarantine. All right, guys. Remember to follow us on our socials. That's at The Roman Show on Twitter, Roman Show Media on Facebook and Instagram. But we are always live on our website, theromanshow.com. And head on over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. Check out some of the previous interviews that we've had. It's slow. You know, no one is doing anything. There isn't any events. It's really tough for us to get some interviews, to be honest. But we're doing our best here via phone or YouTube. We're going to be doing a live feed on Facebook very soon this weekend to talk about pro wrestling, WrestleMania this coming weekend, and a whole lot more. So keep an eye out for that. Well, let's talk a little bit about something here. What's going on in the world of professional wrestling this weekend? WrestleMania will take place in front of no one because it's actually taped. It was taped at the Performance Center. But WrestleMania 36 will feature some very interesting matches, including Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. Something that many have you know, said this is the time for Drew McIntyre to pull out that whole WrestleMania moment. It's an opportunity for him for something that he's been waiting for years. This is the guy that was in the WWE, then went to the Indies, made a name for himself, came back to the WWE, took him some time to make his name be known in NXT and then on the main roster. And obviously he did that, earning his shot against Brock Lesnar this weekend. Now, we don't know if that match is going to be on a Saturday or a Sunday. The whole point is that, you know, will Drew McIntyre win this match? And at the same time, you know, this could play a big role, the fact that it's being taped in front of no one, because perhaps the WWE wanted to have Drew McIntyre win this title, but in front of a large crowd, so you can get that big pop, that whole excitement. But knowing that it's not in front of a large crowd, it's in front of no one, that just makes it quite interesting. And maybe, just maybe, they'll have Brock Lesnar retain the title and push this thing even further, maybe down the line to, who knows, maybe, God knows, SummerSlam in August? Yeah, that's a big pay-per-view. And really have this feud go over and over and over into months. I mean, we don't know. But it's something that has to be considered, because I'm sure that WWE does not want to waste that big pop, that feedback from the fans. Universal Champion Goldberg will be taking on a to-be-determined opponent as Roman Reigns pulled himself out of the match. If you remember, Reigns has battled leukemia in the past, and this is something that he had to do for his health, to protect himself, knowing that this coronavirus is out there and it could impact him in a very, very, very significant way. In fact, as we know, those who have suffered from cancer and other ailments, they are very weak when it comes to the coronavirus. So it's something as a safety precaution. I know many people have taken to social media stating that Roman Reigns is a punk or a sissy for backing down. But listen, even Triple H has stated that WrestleMania this year is on a volunteer basis. You are not forced to show up to WrestleMania. And what Roman Reigns did is great. You know, he's standing up for himself. He's standing up for his family. It's not fair that this guy puts his life on the line. And literally, you could literally put your life on the line. God forbid one of those guys or girls has coronavirus and he gets infected, and knowing that he has that history with cancer, God knows. So good for you, Roman Reigns. And you're not a punk, man. In fact, you're more than a man, than any other man would not be, because, you know, they're not forced to do anything, especially if your health comes into play. Edge versus Randy Orton has a great storyline behind, including, well, very personal stuff. Putting in his wife, or I'm talking about Edge, and Beth Phoenix being RKO'd by Randy Orton. But the storyline is so great. This isn't a last man standing match, one that we haven't seen in quite some time. Another match there that will take place. John Cena versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, Firefly Funhouse match. I would assume that this match is going to be at the Firefly Funhouse. Don't know exactly what the stipulations are, but expect a very wacky match, I would say. Becky Lynch defends her Raw Women's Championship against Shayna Baszler. NXT's Women's Championship is on the line as Rhea Ripley puts her title on the line against Charlotte Flair. This is an opportunity for the young Ripley to show what she got in the biggest event of the year, WrestleMania. Unfortunately, is not going to be in part of a large crowd, but she will have the shot just knowing that she was a part of WrestleMania. The SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley, she's going to be defending her title in an elimination match against Lacey Evans, Tamina, Naomi, and Sasha Banks. The Undertaker versus AJ Styles in a Boneyard match. Not exactly sure what the hell a Boneyard match is, nor do I know the stipulations. None of us know. But I can tell you that The Undertaker and AJ Styles will deliver. And it kind of reminds me of a Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker type of match. And as you know, we saw this past Monday that Undertaker really took it personal, calling out AJ Styles, saying that he had to wait this long to get a shot at The Undertaker because he took the easy way out back then, since he was in TNA and New Japan and he couldn't hang with the likes of The Rock or Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Undertaker or Mick Foley. And AJ Styles just basically said, listen, this just wasn't my shot. This is it. I'm going to put you down. So great match coming up there. Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Bryan versus Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. We got the Raw Tag Team Championship. Street Profits versus Theory and Angel Garza. That's another guy that's getting another opportunity. Both of those guys are getting a shot at WrestleMania, Garza and Theory. The Miz and Morrison will put up their title against the New Day and the Usos in a ladder match. This is for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The Kabuki Warriors put their Women's Tag Team Championship against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. And also Aleister Black versus Lashley, Elias versus King Corbin, and the very entertaining Otis versus Dolph Ziggler will be going at it. Looks like a very fun, packed weekend of WrestleMania action Saturday and Sunday. And we were just informed that ESPN will be airing a WrestleMania 35 few hours before WrestleMania's or WrestleMania this year. And they have a 6-hour Brock Lesnar marathon showing Brock Lesnar fights and his collegiate wrestling match on ESPN. So quite the event out there showing on ESPN. And knowing the fact that we haven't had any fresh content, ESPN, Fox Sports have aired previous events. In fact, FS1 aired the Royal Rumble of this year, and it did pretty well. It did about 400,000 views, and which helped backstage. So just to keep that in mind, how important it is or how efficient it is to have old or previous shown events shown again on TV, considering actually there's nothing on TV, to be honest. I mean, what else is there to do? AEW had a great program this week. Again, what sets them apart, very entertaining, is the fans. You know, just the guys in the backstage are the fans, so it adds a little bit of a little pop and a little bit of excitement out there. But one thing I'm not really too content about is this whole Brody Lee. You know, this Dark Order thing just looks very, I'm just not digging it. You know, it looks very crappy, very crummy. It doesn't look too entertaining. It looks very cheesy, to say the least. And Brody Lee, they built him up to be the next big thing. You know, they're saying, oh, well, they're holding him back. That's the reason why they don't allow him to be Brody Lee. But honestly, I'm not impressed with Brody Lee so far. I'm sure that he could do a whole lot better. But the whole gimmick of the Dark Order telling people what to do, like his peons, I'm just not digging it. It just looks very tacky, very weak. I don't like the storylines. I don't like what they're doing. And they have QT Marshall and Dustin Runnels or formerly known as Goldust. It just seems like the undercard excitement, you know. It's just really, it's really not a good taste for me, to be honest. I think they could do a lot better than that, to be really accurate here. Hey, when I give a shout out to Metallica, they noted they donated $350,000 for the COVID-19 relief. This is something nice here. Metallica's All Within My Hands is reaching out with 4 grants totaling $350,000 to organizations dedicated to assisting those hit hard by the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic. That's quite nice to hear of the boys of Metallica. You know, we were so excited to see them this year. They were going to be part of several festivals. Of course, we don't know where that's now going to be. In fact, someone even brought up a good point. They asked a question to the president. You know, what's going to happen to concerts? You know, summertime is the time where people go out and jam to concerts. But even when this thing gets better, many people are going to be cautious of getting too close to someone because they don't know if they have the COVID-19. And doctors have stated that this thing is not going anywhere. The only way it's going to get pretty much die is when we come up with a vaccine. And that's going to be about close to a year, year and a half. So we're not there yet. So quite interesting what's going to happen. You know, Live Nation, all these other companies that produce concerts, hell, even sporting events, have to come out with some sort of an alternative where people are not that close. I mean, if you go to a baseball game or a football game, everybody's shaking hands and hugging each other because their team won, and you're sitting very closely. All this needs to be taken into account. I know we got baseball season. It seems that it's not going to happen sometime in May is what they're pushing for. But the first couple of games or weeks will be held in empty stadiums or parks. And allegedly, we're still, as of the recording of this program, the NBA was considering just canceling the entire season. And I would sure that the NHL would follow as well, since they're pretty much in the same schedule. And what's going to happen to the NFL? That's 80,000, some places 90,000 people that packed a stadium. There is no social distancing there. Quite interesting what's happening here in the world of sports and entertainment. Hey, listen, all of us have gone berserk. Not me personally, my wife has. But purchasing toilet papers, you know, and there's no need to purchase so much toilet paper. I say it, I've been a really proponent of this stuff. Head yourself and put yourself inside the toilet. Sorry, not the toilet, but the bathtub. And use some good old-fashioned soap and wash your buttocks. You know, just use the water. And it's so much better. It's clean. It's more effective. It does a better job than the stupid toilet paper, to be honest. But if you are out there camping, traveling, there is no toilet paper, there is no potties, anything of that sort. Or hell, even now, even right now with this whole coronavirus, because you can't find toilet paper. Well, I suggest that you go ahead and visit KuluClean.com. They have created this component that you screw into your water bottle, and you press the water bottle, and it sprays the water right into your buttocks right after you take care of business. Hey, Anna's going to explain this and a whole lot more coming up next as she talks about KuluClean right here on The Roman Show. Welcome back, everyone, to The Roman Show. And during these times when we're dealing with this pandemic, you know, there's many things that come along the way. People start getting creative. You got great music, great lyrics, and even products, especially for our hygienes. And this lady here created something that's very efficient, that no longer do you have to go to the dumb supermarket and stock up a toilet paper anymore. If you could use this simple product
very easy to use, and it's named Culo Clean in Spanish. It's not the most appealing name, but we'll stick to it in English. Culo Clean is a product that allows you to wash your buttocks from wherever you are with water. And there's no need for you to bring a hose or anything like that. It's very efficient. You just tie it there to your water bottle or whatever you have. Just fill it up with some water and clean your butt. And then maybe you have a towel or whatnot and swipe it up. And it's actually even better than toilet paper. So, Anna, thanks so much for joining us here on The Roman Show. And tell us about this product. Was this something that you created before the coronavirus?
Hi, yes. We created it about 2 years ago, and we made it just because we wanted an alternative to toilet paper and wet wipes. And nowadays, it's crazy how people are buying insane amounts of toilet paper, so it's a good alternative, I think.
Yeah, and to this moment, I still don't understand how the whole hysteria of buying toilet paper came about. It's not the end of the world. It's just toilet paper. You know, it wasn't around when the cavemen were around. You know, people used to use leaves, for God's sake, or just go to the river and wash themselves. But so you said that this was an alternate to toilet paper that you worked on 2 years ago. Tell me how you came about it. What was the motivation? Who kind of sparked the idea to get this thing started?
Well, it was an idea of myself and my partner, Guillermo. We both are engineers, but you don't need to be an engineer to do this. But it was just a matter of people who love nature and hiking and camping, you know. And we were sick and tired of seeing the countryside full of used toilet paper and wet wipes. So we needed something for ourselves. We both needed something. So we came up with this idea. We both had a bidet at home and we use it very often. So it was like a mix of both things, both needs. We truly believe this was a perfect idea for both outdoors and indoors, a tiny portable bidet.
Wow. You know? So engineer, what type of engineer are you?
Well, I'm a mining engineer. Wow. Which has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
And Guillermo is an industrial engineer.
Wow, how interesting is that? So now, when you created this thing, did someone help you put it together, or did you guys just started messing around with it? Tell me the whole process, how you guys developed it and then start selling it to the public.
Well, we first created a prototype for ourselves. And we used it first when we were hiking in the Basque Country in Spain. And it was just like a little cap for our bottles with a little hole. So it was really easy to do. But then we realized that we wanted something that could last forever. So we started this process of making different prototypes until we came to this one, which is like, I think it's the best we could do. And it was about 2 years ago. We first produced 500 units, but most of them were to give away, you know, to our families, our friends, and they tested it and most of them liked it. So we decided to do a Kickstarter campaign. And that was the summer of 2018, yes. It worked well, and with the money, we produced 6,000 units more.
Wow. And who would have thought that 2 years later, what? I said, who would have thought that 2 years later we have this whole coronavirus and a pandemic over the world? And I'm sure right now this product is doing quite well for you, right? Because of these times.
I'm not sure I understood.
I said, I'm sure that a lot of people are buying this because of the situation that we are in.
Yeah. Actually, we've been selling our product more than usual these days.
Wow. So now the product itself, do you have different colors, different materials? Tell us, there are different options, in other words.
We only have one option. It's black color, and it's recyclable plastic. Mm-hmm. But we are thinking about changing and making different colors or different things. But we don't know yet. We are just in the process of thinking what to do next.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, some people I've seen when they purchase generic products or not, then they start getting fancy with the adding colors or, you know, maybe even put a character on it. I don't know what it is, but people tend to do quite well when they purchase things like that. And, you know, you can get very cute with it. But again, the place you can go ahead and purchase this is culoclean.com. That's C-U-L-O clean.com. Now, because there's a high demand for this, are there any back orders or are they going to get it on time? What is the estimated wait time when I purchase this?
We are selling it in the U.S. through Amazon.com.
Okay.
So I think it's working pretty good. I don't think you're going to have a problem with buying it. The only issue is that we only have the pack of 2 units right now because we ran out of the pack of 1 unit or 4 or 10 units. But I don't think you're going to have a problem. I think Amazon is working okay.
That is good stuff. Again, culoclean.com is the website. That's C-U-L-O clean, C-L-E-I-E-A-N, sorry, .com is where you can purchase that. And again, I appreciate you coming on here. I know we were just talking previously off the air. You're in South America, but you were able to speak to us here to get this stuff because so much here, especially in the States, people are fighting over toilet paper and there's no need for this stuff. You know, a simple cap like this could do so much better, and it's better for the ambience, the environment. You know, you don't have to be using paper and throwing it away. This is just water itself, and it does a better job than the actual toilet paper. So, Anna, thank you very much for joining us out here on the program. We wish you well over there in South America. Stay safe. Again, everyone, culoclean.com is a website. And once this stuff is over, you can take it with you on a camping or a road trip. You just fill up your water bottle, you put in the cap, and you clean your buttocks with water. You can't go wrong with that. Thank you so much, Anna, for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Anna, for joining us here on the program, taking your time. You know, she's all the way in South America, but we were able to get this thing happen here on the program. Again, it's a great tool to use, not just now during this whole pandemic that we're living in, but even afterwards. If you travel, just take this stuff with you. You don't have to go to a restroom or anything. All you have to do is just pull out, use a towel, wash yourself, and you're good to go. Because you're using the CooloClean tool, which sprays the water, and you'll be good to go. You're good to go. Very affordable, too. Make sure that you head on over there. You can find it on Amazon, as Anna had mentioned. Well, I want to talk some mixed martial arts here. John Jones, again, is in hot water. John Jones was arrested for driving under the influence, and through his management team, he put out a statement saying that he apologizes, and again, he's under the radar for something negative during these times. He apologizes to his friends, his family, his fans, and that he promises to get help. How many times does John Jones just have to mess it up? I mean, he's such a great talent. He could potentially be even better than what he is if he were not always to get himself in trouble. He's in trouble with the law so many times and for stupid reasons. You know, last time he crashed into someone, he had a gun, he had a woman that was pregnant. Then he had the whole debacle with the illegal use of drugs during a fight with Cormier. He just keeps getting into trouble. My question is, how far, how long, or how many times is a UFC going to just turn the head and pretend it's never happened and John Jones competes again in a UFC pay-per-view? I'm sure he will. He's money. Let's face it. He's great. He's awesome at what he does. But But my thing to you is, if it wasn't John Jones, would anyone else get away with it? I think not. And I don't think it's fair that John Jones gets another shot, even though he's committed so many crimes. And really putting mixed martial arts there, giving him a reputation. If you remember in boxing, they were notorious for having money and just losing it or wasting it on nonsense as drugs and cars. And John Jones is putting a black eye into MMA, putting this sport along with the boxers that did all that bad stuff, giving us a bad look at mixed martial arts, a sport that's supposed to be, respected and appreciated. For goodness sake, you go into the cage, you beat the crap out of each other, and you hug it out. You don't start talking all this trash and nonsense. But John Jones, with his horrible resume or with his personal life, is really giving a dent in mixed martial arts. Listen, I'm not kicking a man when he's down, but the point is, I really do hope that John Jones somehow, some way, realizes all the harm he is doing to himself and somewhat spreading it to the world of mixed martial arts, and does something about it and stays away from trouble from here on out. I really do hope so. Khabib and Ferguson is no April Fool's, but it's not happening. Once again, this fight is not happening. It was scheduled to take place in April for this month. However, Dana White, although there's been so many difficulties trying to find venues because of the whole social distancing, and Dana White, UFC president, was adamant that the fight would happen. However, it's not the fact that there's no venue. It's not the fact that anyone got hurt or they couldn't make weight. The fact is that the coronavirus is now the enemy, is now the reasoning why this fight is not happening. Khabib was unable to leave Russia because of the virus, therefore not allowing him to compete. And some people have gone and said that he should be stripped of the title because he's unable to compete against Ferguson. Now, that's not fair, because that's not his fault for the reason of him not competing. All right, guys, let's give Khabib an opportunity here. Let's give him a chance to basically get back into action here. And maybe later down the year, maybe later this year, this fight for the sixth time be booked and happen. We just have to keep our fingers crossed. Well, everyone, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. Really appreciate all the love and the support that you've given us. Make sure you follow us on our socials at The Roman Show, Roman Show Media on Facebook and Instagram. And make sure you follow me at The Roman Show on Twitter. I'm pretty active there. And, let me go ahead and put my daughter here once again. Ayumi, would you like to say something? Yeah, that's exactly what how I feel. Well, guys, thank you very much for joining us on the program. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We'll catch you next time on the program. You haven't heard.